Yes.
Okay, we move on with the next talk. It's Martin, all yours. Thank you.
Good. Hello, everyone. Happy to be here. Happy to see a packed room. Well, that's impressive. I thought for today I'm going to talk a little bit about two very popular API technologies and try to bridge them, both of them. So my name is Martin. I love bikes and bananas. And I do love GraphQL. So a small disclaimer here, I'm pretty new to the open API world, but this is an exercise like what's happening when someone that does a lot of GraphQL tries to look into open API. So hopefully that can bring some interesting discussions. And if I'm saying something stupid, please let me know. I'm working at Apollo on this project called Apollo Kotlin, which is a GraphQL client for Kotlin. What Apollo Kotlin is doing is it takes a GraphQL schema, it takes an operation, so a query, process everything all together, and generate Kotlin. So Kotlin is a high-level general purpose language, mostly used on Android, but you can use it everywhere, like iOS, backend, lots of places. And it's all type safe, so you have your GraphQL server, and you can be guaranteed that your query is going to run all the way from your backend to your frontend without any bugs, at least in theory. It's a very low-level library, so in order to showcase it and to showcase, like, to make people use more GraphQL, my web colleagues did this cool stuff. It's a demo using the Spotify API. So it showcases all the Apollo products and GraphQL in general, like Federation, Router, and all this kind of fun stuff. And it uses Spotify, which is something that we all know. Like, we all know what a playlist is. We all know what a track is. So it's a cool model to use. And Spotify has a very cool REST API. It's very well documented, and it even has an open API schema on the right here. Following the previous presentation, I run it in RateMy API, and it's good. It's a good REST API. The only problem is it's not a GraphQL API, and for my needs, I need a GraphQL API. So I was like, what if I could take this open API schema, process it automatically, turn it into a GraphQL schema and API, and then do the same thing with Apollo Kotlin, because at the end I want to have fun with Apollo Kotlin. And so I would have a full end-to-end, like from REST to GraphQL to my client, my Android app. So this is, like, again, it's very small, but we are going to look at some portion, one after the others. Lorna talked about it. I hope you know about OpenAPI. It can come in both YAML and JSON, like this is a YAML version. And what I'm suggesting is that we take this, like, OpenAPI schema here and we turn it into a GraphQL API. So that's our goal for today. If we take the first line, this is the info that Lorna was talking about earlier today. That tells a bunch of information about your schema, like the OpenAPI version, the version of the Spotify API itself, 1.0.0. By the way, it's not using the latest version of the spec, so if someone works at Spotify here, probably time to update, I guess. There's a title and a bunch of URLs. Here there is only one, but this is where you can make your API calls. Well, in GraphQL, like, it's a lot more easier because we don't have such metadata. Like, the whole spec isn't really versioned. It's always backward compatible, and feature discovery is another story, but you can get most of the feature discovery using something called introspection, where you go to your URL and you get the schema out of it. There's no version for the schema, for the Spotify schema either, because like, GraphQL uses a more fluid philosophy of using deprecation. So if a field, well, you evolve your schema through deprecation. You first deprecate a field, and once it's not used anymore, you remove it, and you add new fields when you need new features. What else? No URL in GraphQL, because you have one single URL. It's your main GraphQL URL. It's your main endpoint. And this is where you also get your schema from, so it would be a bit redundant to add it also in the schema, like it would duplicate information. So in GraphQL, you have this schema and a root query type where we are going to add some stuff. Now, the interesting stuff, like how you get your data. In OpenAPI, you have a list of paths, which are really routes where you get your data from. This is an example of using a playlist, if you want to get a playlist. So if I go there, it's a get operation. The schema author was very nice to include an operation ID. This is going to be important. We'll see that in 2 minutes.